Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us on this live Thursday edition. Now into our number two, we have Joan Call, wife of Gordon Call, joining us, a new book out about what really happened, the feds and their criminal activities. We also have Jack McClam, Police and Military Against the New World Order, coming up. We'll get into the torture as well and how that ties into how they killed Mr. Call. We'll get into the latest police state developments. I had a last caller we took in the last hour is believing all this about peak oil and these geologists and these government-sponsored people saying that there's no oil, that's why you're paying all this. No, OPEC said they were going to massively reduce oil output, and then the oil companies make most of that money. The Arabs get about 20%. This is all under orders, and they're gouging you, training you to pay a lot more right now. Also, the dollar isn't worth as much. It's been devalued by over 40%, and so it takes more dollars to buy fuel, petrol, gas, whatever you want to call it. And the UN and others have talked about this artificial scarcity, saying there's no fresh water, saying there's no oil, saying there's no diamonds. Or if they want to suppress the price, they'll say that there's too much gold, whereas in truth there's not a lot of gold or silver. So this is the type of thing they do, and it's just manipulation. They have found hundreds and hundreds of years of oil all over the place, plus they have all these new technologies coming online. They're just getting ready to rape the living daylights out of you, getting you addicted to the car, and forcing you to do this. The caller also talks about some of the people that say, you know, Russia's all involved in this, and China is, and they're secretly going to attack us any minute. And well, then our government was part of the plan, putting our troops in Iraq and doing all this. No, the UN, they said, Romano Prodi and others said they met with Bush even before we went into Iraq, and the plan was, after a year or a year and a half, put the UN in over the country, and I said we carry out atrocities and then be demonized for it, and so they'll use America as the muscle, and the UN will come in and take control of it. And that's what's happening. I mean, this is their own admissions. It's not like it's a secret. Wyatt, Maryland. Wyatt, go ahead.
Good noon, Alex.
How you doing?
Good, good. I haven't read the paper today in the Baltimore Sun, but there was they supposedly found 12 bombs, supposedly from a decommissioned ship that was pulled apart. Now, somehow the bombs were never scrapped. And this is the story that they're leading with. However, my nephew, I talked to him last night on the phone.
A weapons-carrying ship that had some bombs for aircraft?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. But my nephew got a call from a Baltimore City policeman who was down there when they sealed everything off, and he said that there's a lot of oil tanks down there. There's a lot of oil, you know, the storage tanks all around through there. He said that there were five, I don't believe this, but he said five 3,000-pound bombs they found next to the oil. So I don't know whether that's true or not.
Well, the government's doing lots of fake terror drills, and most cities are actually on red alert since 9/11. This is how they get the police state going covertly.
Right.
And, oh, man, you're part of a secret operation, police. Mm-hmm. You're under federal control now. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah, they had the entire area sealed off, blackout on the news. They had, so who knows, it might have been a real drill, might have been a fake, might have been real, I don't know. It's hard to tell anymore. Listen, Alex, well, I'm listening to you on 94.9475, and you've gone out about five times for 3 minutes at a time. I don't know whether you had experienced any difficulty or not on shortwave. Another thing I just want to ask you, when your new website, Prison Planet TV, is there, just the thought, I don't know whether, tell me if this can happen or not. You've got people all over this nation who listen to you who have digital cameras and digital video cameras and digital still cameras.
Yes.
Would there be any way that you could recruit people to ask them to be reporters and actually be able to feed into your system?
Well, they could feed into another one of our sites and then have it transferred there. It's a secure server, and there's only two people that can get into it.
Oh, okay. I was just a curiosity question.
It's a good idea, but if people send us news articles and photos, and if they're good, we'll post them. We do it all the time. They turn into major stories. Millions of people see them.
That's great, Al.
Good to hear from you, Wyatt. We'll be back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Believe it or not, a lot of our listeners aren't even aware of the Gordon Call case, who he was, what happened to him. We'll go over that in a nutshell. We've got his widow on, whose son and others are still in prison for doing absolutely nothing. And I'd like to keep Jack McClam and Mrs. Call on about 30 minutes into the next hour, do about an hour and 20 minutes, so we have time to cover all this and also take calls. But before we do that, I want to bring up Jack McClam first. So, Jones, stay right there, and God bless you for joining us in your fight for your family. But Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order, for 23 years, has been detailing what was going to happen with the New World Order, and unfortunately it's all come true, exactly as Jack said it would. I wanted to bring Jack up and get his take on a few of the news items today. Jack, God bless you, my brother. Good to have you on with us. Jack, are you there?
I'm here. It's good to be back with you again, brother.
You bet. Just in a nutshell, tell us a little bit about yourself, what we're gonna, and then I want to get into a few of the news items, then we'll go to Mrs. Call.
Well, I'm retired now, medically retired for injuries in the line of duty from my profession as a police officer in Phoenix, Arizona. I arrested a drug smuggler out of Mexico, an illegal alien, and we got in a big fight, and I went to the hospital, and he went to prison. Of course, I'm still disabled, and he's probably been out a long time committing his acts of bringing drugs in and so forth. But I'm still deeply involved, Alex, with our police and soldiers out there. I'm a Vietnam veteran of the war of Vietnam, and so for 23 years we've had a police and military publication where we've focused on constitutional issues, where America's going, and the part played by our police and soldiers in that direction. And so,
Jack, we just had a caller last hour in New York State who brought a copy of your online book, Vampire Killer 2000, that tens of millions of copies are out there, literally tens of millions, and he brought into them nicely. The state police officer, he knows, he's given him videos of the things, he thanked him. Two guys ran out of the back, said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, he always gives me information about vaccines, you name it." They then followed him into the parking lot and photographed him. This is part of the brainwashing they get, isn't it?
It certainly is, and you received, as our police association did, that FBI publication for eyes only, for police officers only, that listed patriots and those that love God and love the Constitution as domestic terrorists.
It actually said
terrorists.
Those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution.
As domestic terrorists today, that's right, and that's an actual FBI publication that we have. It was only supposed to go out to police officers, but it got out, of course, because we do have some very fine police officers out there that...
And that's even been in the Washington Times. They called the numbers off of it, and they admitted, yes, this is our internal flyer.
Yeah. Well, brother, today it's the sad indictment against our system and the people of the American people who have allowed this to happen, that we have watched for several decades as the individuals in law enforcement and the military that prove themselves at the lower level, that they would follow any order given to them, immoral, unlawful, being promoted up through the ranks to the top levels, just like the White House has the top criminals in the world today.
Now, and they put convicted criminals, torturers, bank robbers like Chalibi over Iraq, and that's the question I wanted to get from you, and then we'll go right to Mrs. Call and get into that story. But, Jack, we knew a year ago they were torturing people. You got documents a year ago from your people in the military. This was going on. There were photos of this a year ago. Now they're bringing it out because they're about to have the UN handover. They want to demonize America first. We know Army intelligence ordered them to do this. Rumsfeld's bragged about torture. Bizarre, pervert stuff. They admit in the Army report out yesterday, this isn't speculation, that jail guards raped women, sodomized men with giant objects, poured acid on people, threatened people's children. The worst types of Joseph Mengele torture, and they're just calling it mistreatment in the news. What do you think about the torture situation?
Well, brother, I just did my show this morning, and we pulled out examples of how for 15 years that we know of in our police and military association here, those exact same crimes have been going on in the prisons of America, right here in the USA. Murders, suicided prisoners,
rape.
That's by the administration.
Right here in Austin, they shut down the Wackenhut prison 2 years ago. They lost their contract because the jail guards were raping half the women, and it said, and videotaping it. I mean, that's just where I live, Jack. Go ahead.
Yes, well, this is the problem. Now we have this outcry because it's happened out of the country to the Arabs. Well, it's too bad we haven't had the outcry in our prison systems in the United States that these people that are promoted up to the top of these institutions are the most evil people, the ones that believe in the end justifies the means political philosophy, and that is do anything and everything to accomplish the goal, are now in the leadership of all of our institutions.
Yeah, I mean, we've had Rumsfeld on the news saying torture them is good. It's been the Washington Post CIA section chiefs bragging that they torture them and, quote, threaten their children. That was 2 years ago. And now we're supposed to think it's just, you know, 6, 12, 15, now 20 people. The new photos show them standing. What do you call the well of the prison, the hallway in the middle of all the cells?
Oh, it goes by different names. Oh. Exercise room, all different types.
Well, they're out in the public area openly torturing people, and they're now saying, hey, we were ordered to do this. And I believe it because people aren't going to do that right out in the middle of, you know, in front of hundreds of people and in front of the other troops.
No, and of course, these officers or these soldiers there have been given orders to do this. But the sad thing is because we talked this morning on my show about the government school systems teaching situational ethics to these young people that became soldiers and cops, that everything is okay, stealing, killing, anything, as long as you have decided these moral standards for yourself. And so now they've been promoted up to where they're soldiers and police officers, and if they're especially evil and especially prone to shoot their mother for a nickel and take bets on which way she'd fall, is what we say here. In other words, they'll do anything. They get promoted up through the ranks. Now, the sergeant that was interviewed on CNN one night said, well, you know, we didn't, you know, we hooked electrical things up to his testicles, sodomized these people, everything, but, you know, it's because we never read the Geneva Convention and we never had training. We just never had training. We didn't know these things were wrong.
And by
the way, our school systems have been teaching, Alex, that nothing is wrong as long as you use situational ethics.
Well,
so why not? Why shouldn't these people believe there's nothing wrong with that?
The Army's own report says raping women. And, Jack, I heard major talk show hosts yesterday and today say, so what? This is no big deal. The Nazis didn't publicly brag about what they were doing. This is new ground.
That's right, brother. And we learned as police officers years and years ago, and soldiers that here at our association, that the soldiers that were shooting and police that were shooting in the backs, women and children, as they climbed the fence to freedom in East Germany was the very top, the most patriotic first line of police and military in that nation. They had just been brainwashed in believing the end justifies the means, and that all of this is good because it's answering to a higher calling, and that is saving the system from the people.
All right, Jack, I want to go to Mrs. Call, Joan Call, the widow, and Joan, we're going to go to you here in just a few minutes, but in a nutshell, then we'll go to break and go to her. In a nutshell, who's Gordon Call? What happened? Because this torture's involved here as well.
It certainly is. Joan, did you say, Alex, you wanted Joan?
Jack, in a nutshell, you explain it to us, then we're going to break and go to Joan.
All right. Well, I'll take it from a police officer's standpoint. We heard an all-points bulletin out in the Phoenix Police Department that a very evil man, a cop killer, had a posse comitatus member, a demonic tax protester, all the evil names they could think of to call this man, had just shot two U.S. Marshals, shot three other officers and escaped. And so we hated Gordon Call. I mean, me as a police officer, I said, this guy is absolutely demonic. We've got to find this guy. And so we were in rage over us losing so many officers up there. And as a police academy instructor, it was my duty to gather the evidence as to what happened, how it happened, so that we could teach our young recruits to not let it happen to them. So as we began to gather the information, we found out an entirely different story than what was put out by the government and out by the media.
Tell us who Gordon Call was. I mean, this was an Audie Murphy.
Yes, truly. And we just published our 20th anniversary Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Gordon Call and the loss of life of him and U.S. Marshal Bud Warren and Sheriff Gene Matthews. And Gordon Call was a highly decorated brother soldier. He had won all kinds of awards. He was a tail gunner in a B-52, and he was one of the most highly decorated soldiers of the Second World War. And we have several pictures of him here in his military outfit and so forth in our newsletter.
Well, and he was also in B-17s in World War II, and had every award multiple times but the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Yeah, B-25J, I guess, is the one when he got shot up and he had all kinds of shrapnel in his body. This was an Audie Murphy. I mean, this was a great American, and he truly was. And yet, he had this strong Christian belief that he was not supposed to be a part of aiding and abetting the criminal activities of our government today. And he took a stand against it and became the enemy of the nation.
We'll stay there. We'll come back to his widow, Mrs. Call. Mrs. Call, God bless you for being here with us. We'll talk about the new book as well. We'll come back and get into this. And what they did to Gordon, how they tortured him, and when he got out of jail, he said, that's it, I'm not putting up with this. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Well, Gordon called, didn't back down, and going to his widow now, Joan called, who has some of her loved ones in prison to this day. Joan, I want to get into the book and how to help your son out. I also want to tell the rest of the story, because I'd imagine about half our audience isn't even aware of this, what happened to your husband, despite, even though there's been national TV shows demonizing him. Joan, where should we start in telling this story? Because the story is so important.
Yes, and it's quite lengthy, so I'm going to have to condense it as much as I can here. And yes, Gordon was a World War II veteran, and he went to the war to start with. He volunteered because he believed at that time when the war broke out that every able-bodied man should go to war and a duty for his country. Well, he found out after he got back to the States after he was wounded and went through all that, that it wasn't a war to win in the first place. We won it by accident. And then he began to start wondering why all these things were happening. We had bought a very small farm when he got out of the Air Force, and we were going to farm it the way we thought we could. But there were all these controls, and he would not abide by the controls. The government wanted him how to plant and not to plant and what to plant. He wouldn't do it. So he got into quite an argument with the people in Wells County here about it. And then he decided he would go to college. So we tried college, went to Fargo, and then he was about 4 months down the road. He quit that because his English teacher was a card-carrying communist. And they got into quite a few different arguments. So every time we turned around, there was another control put on us. And so he started to study and research and find out who these people were and why all these controls. So one thing led to another, and then this income tax thing came up. Gordon was an income tax protester. He did not protest a fair tax, real estate, or anything like that, but he did looked into the income tax. He found that law was not even a law, so he quit paying that, and so he was called this terrible tax protester. But we were finding out there were millions more tax
And then he went to prison. What happened to him in prison?
Well, he went to prison, and while he was in there, he was told he shouldn't even be there under the circumstances they put him in there. So he was released from there. And then, of course, he kept on studying and trying to figure all this thing out. And then
And the problem was he was going around to the other farmers, teaching them how to not be scammed by the banks, and that made the officialdom angry. Jack, you want to come in here?
Very true. Gordon was not the type of patriot we have today that goes to thousands of meetings a day in America, the meat, eat, and retreat gang that just goes meets and gripes and eats their dinner and then gripes some more and then goes home and doesn't do anything. Gordon was an activist. He believed as a Christian man that God told him to occupy this land until God's return, and so he went out and started telling what he learned about how the farmers were being scammed and the farm control to control the food of the American people, and he earned the righteous wrath of the Masonic order that controlled the courts and the U.S. Marshal Service there in North Dakota. And he also learned about the Masonic Lodge and started speaking out about that. So he was pinging on the turret of some very powerful organizations and people in that state. And that's why we find a very unusual arrest scenario that was set up for Gordon Call and his family as we police officers began to investigate this case.
He'd done absolutely nothing, and we're about to break, but how did this develop?
Well, there were meetings held as Gordon was going around the country telling people, that is here in North Dakota, which is very remote, telling them years ago when he first got out of the Army to get out of the farm programs because they were going to be totally controlled by the government, these people, if they didn't stand up and say no to everything. But they wouldn't do it. And so now these meetings that we were going to, I didn't go to all of them. I went to some of them. They were discussing all the problems in the country, farm foreclosures, bankruptcies, homeschooling, which was forbidden here, and, of course, that income tax thing.
Man, what a radical guy. He wanted them to stop banning homeschooling. Oh, so evil.
And so we went to that meeting that day at Medina, North Dakota, where Dr. Martin held these meetings.
I'll tell you what, stay there, Joan. We're going to come back and tell how this story developed. It's an incredible story. true travesty. Then we'll talk about the book and your son and others, and how the police murdered their own people in one case.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340, or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
All right, Jack McClam, police and military against the New World Order. Joan Call, widow of Gordon Call. We're going to tell you the story of what happened, then his escape, and then finally how they tortured and killed her husband, and then killed a sheriff because he wouldn't go along with the cover-up. This is all documented. That's coming up here in about 4 minutes. We'll tell that story, then talk about what's happening to her son and others in prison and the new book. Then we'll open the phones up for your calls at 1-800-259-9231 for your call to Mrs. Call, pun intended. 1-800-259-9231. But I would ask my guests to be patient just for a second because we've got Jim Shepherd on with us from New Millennium Concepts, and every day they're dumping nerve gas in the water. This is Associated Press up in the Delaware River. Prozac, MBTE, chlorine, fluoride. Most of these filters just filter the bad taste out. They don't purify like the big Berkey, Berkey Light, Black Berkey elements do. I believe in this, and it makes this show possible as well, and it's made in America. What more do you need? It's time to take action. Jim, tell us about the Berkey Light system and the specials you've got for us.
Well, as your listeners probably know, we have made every possible effort to clean out all the trash that's in the water. And this filter is so powerful, you can take it down to your local pond, lake, or river during an emergency or just any time, and it's going to clean that water up and make it taste like spring water.
Jim,
importantly, yes.
A caller yesterday called in and said, well, you call this a filter, but you say it's a purifier. What's the difference between something that just says it's a filter and costs $50 at the store and a purifier that costs, you know, $200?
Well, the EPA has a standard for purification, and in order to claim that you're a purifier, you have to demonstrate that you can remove 99.999999% of pathogenic bacteria, and we've gone way beyond that figure.
Yours is non-detectable. That is, it cannot be found.
We have it has not been demonstrated that bacteria, any amount of contamination from bacteria can get through our filters. And a filter, just a generic filter, that can apply to anything that reduces anything out of the water, and it may only be a 30% reduction, but if they've done it, then they've filtered the water. It could just take out turbidity, which is very simple to do. So if it's a filter, there's really no, that's no guarantee that it's taking out the nasty stuff out of the water. If you are claiming that you're a purifier, you have to pass some very rigid standards.
And the universities you had do the studies for, you said you've created a new standard, taking the British design, making the American design many times better, if that's even possible. This is what I use in my home. They're poisoning you to the water. Take control of your life. It's made in America. Jim, tell folks what the specials are.
All right. The special is the Berkey Light without the emergency lighting system in it is $199. And for folks who order that, you can select as a freebie the $40 Berkey Sport Bottle, which gives you the power of the Berkey that you can take with you. Put it in your glove box, put it in your purse, whatever. And we also have Sheltering in Place, which is a video that tells you how to turn your house into a safe place to be if there were a biological, nuclear, or some sort of an attack like that.
Very professionally produced by a radiological, chemical, biological specialist for the federal government. You also have the Prudent Places CD they can get for free when they get the Berkey Light.
That's right, and that tells you just about everything about this country that you want to know, but you don't know where to find the information. Has over 550 color maps. It tells things like FEMA studies, how long it takes to evacuate a particular city.
What the religious and racial demographic is of every county in the country.
Right. Where are jobs migrating to? What's the average amount that a person works, makes in a particular locality? And
this is something everybody should have. They can also buy that individually if they want it. So that's the special there. You can get both the videos for free, the CD and the video, for free when you get the Berkey Light with the emergency light, LED, and plug-in system. You can also buy a solar charger to do that and run other applications. That's, what is that, $259?
That is $259, and you have a selection of, you can buy, you can get two of the four things that we're offering special. The other freebie you can select from is a bottle of 200 pills of potassium iodate.
In case there's a radiological event, let me give out that number. It's 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Stop procrastinating. It's a great purification system. It's made in America. It makes our international shortwave outreach possible. Jim is doing a great job. Stop drinking the poison. You think you can't do anything? Stop letting them poison you. 1-888-803-4438. And, folks, you can also go to their website and order, or to my website and order, Infowars.com via the secure shopping cart, or you can go to Jim's website. Jim, give them the site.
BerkeyWater.com. Doesn't matter how you spell Berkey, you'll get it. BerkeyWater.com. You can also print off brochures for yourself so you can read about it in your living room.
Yeah, stop procrastinating. It's time to take action. This is something we can all do. After you've been drinking good water for a while, you won't be able to drink the tap water. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Keep up the good work, Alex.
You bet. God bless you, my friend. That's 888-803-4438. Okay, going back to Jack McClam and, of course, Joan Call. Joan, Jack, you guys have got the floor. I want to get the story told here. Sorry about the interruptions, but the other important information. So we get up to this point where you go to this particular meeting. Your husband's active, being a man, being a leader, defending weak people. It's what men are supposed to do. It's what women are supposed to do. This is what our forefathers did. As a lover of America, this is what he was doing, peaceful exposés. What happened next?
Well, then after discussing all these farm foreclosures and bankruptcies especially, these are some of the same people that Gordon tried to tell to keep out of it altogether. Well, now they're having to do all this, and like I say, we're discussing all this. We decided to end the meeting. So as we were coming out of the clinic, across the street from us was a pickup with somebody in there with binoculars on, which we didn't pay any attention to right then. But somebody came around there and told us, they said, Gordon, I think you're being set up. Now, what I need to say here is, Yori, when we went to the meeting that day, Yori was wearing a brown jacket, and Gordon was wearing a blue jacket and a blue cap. So what was happening, we find out later, this person was Deputy Brad Capp from Jamestown, and he was reporting to the marshals, who we knew nothing about, who was who and what was what. So he reported to the marshals that the suspect, which was Gordon Call, was wearing a blue jacket and blue cap, and Gordon was. But we went around to the other side of the clinic, and Yori said, Dad, he said, if... they're after anybody, they're going to be after you, because by then we got to figuring out there was something going on. And he said, let's exchange coats. And Gordon resisted. He didn't want to, but Yori finally talked him into it. So now
again, Yori is your son in prison now.
Yes.
And he's named after one of the gunners who died in Gordon's arms over Germany.
Yes. And that's who Yori is. And that's who Yori was named after. So now the marshals had the report that the suspect was wearing blue, but Yori was now wearing the blue. So we go on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Stop right there, Jim, because people don't know this story. Jack, can you lead us up to why they were being investigated, what the setup was, what was happening?
Well, it all had to do with Kenneth Muir, the new U.S. Marshal, and he had this desire and had so stated to Bud Warren, our dear brother Bud Warren, who knew Gordon Call as a good man and a fine Christian, but this young upstart that served under U.S. Marshal Bud Warren, Kenneth Muir, was what we call in law enforcement a hot dog. He wanted to kick, you know what, and take names all the time. He just liked to fight, and he was a very aggressive person. Well, when the presidency was changed to a Republican, Bud Warren, the U.S. Marshal there, was asked to step down, the friend of Gordon Call, and they replaced him with this hot dog named Kenneth Muir, who had this grudge against Gordon because Gordon was speaking out about the Masonic Lodge, which he was a part of with the local judge there. And against the farm program, Gordon was a big mouth, and he was going to shut his mouth. And U.S. Marshal Bud Warren said when he was appointed over Bud, and Bud took a retirement, that this was going to be trouble because he knew that this was a violent person and a person that wanted to get back at people he didn't like.
And again, all Gordon's doing is going to meetings, handing out flyers saying, don't go into debt with the banks. You know, they'll take your farm, which they can do, even though you've been paying.
Yeah.
What were they planning to do that day? Now, Gordon had told them, because I've had some of the local sheriff deputies on, who said, we're not going to be part of this. We know Gordon, he's a good guy. Give us some background on that, Joan, please.
Well, when the marshals had come out to see Yori or Gordon a few years before that, they were going to arrest him. And Gordon told him, he said, you're not going to arrest me for anything. He said, I didn't do anything, or I haven't done anything, because he wasn't even bothering anybody. Well, these marshals went around the country and wanting to know how they could find Gordon's place. Well, they were told by everybody, you find it. Find him if you want him. That's your job. Gordon isn't bothering anybody. So when they came out there that one day, Gordon told them to he'd like to talk to them. He'd like to explain a lot of things to them. But they wouldn't even stop to listen to it. They took off. And that's from then on, I'm sure, is when Gordon was under surveillance. And I'm sure also that when this thing was planned to come to Medina that day, they planned a bloody massacre so they could kill us all off, and then they'd write this little article in the paper about this is what happens when you don't pay income tax. And it was nothing about income tax, yet Gordon was labeled this terrible tax protester. We didn't even have to pay any income tax. If Gordon would have signed that confession sheet every April 15th, we would have never even had to pay any, because we lived on a very meager salary and we were self-sustaining. And
my confession sheet would be in violation of your Fifth Amendment to sign that. So let's bring Jack McClam back in. So they're there in the town, but getting back to these sheriff's deputies, I've talked to them, and they've admitted it was a setup to get Gordon. They refused. The sheriff said, I wouldn't go to this. What then happened?
Well, even U.S. Marshal Bud Warren, who is now retired at home, Kenneth Muir was trying to get some help to go out and kill this family. And so he called Bud Warren at home and said, man, we're going to have a shootout with the Call family. Come along. It was on a Sunday.
And this is all on record.
Yeah, it's all on record. And Bud Warren so stated and made everybody in government mad at him up there when he stated after these two officers had died that this was the truth. But anyway, Bud says, heck no, you guys are crazy. There's going to be death, and I'm not going. So it was a setup from the start. Now, we as law enforcement people in the city of Phoenix, Arizona, of course, had heard the ABC, the All Points Bulletin that went out for this desperado, and we believed it, that this was a bad guy. Well, as I began to gather the information on how these two U.S. Marshals had died and three others had been injured by a 63-year-old tax protest farmer, which didn't make any sense at all, what we found was that these very highly trained U.S. Marshals and local law enforcement had violated every policy, procedure, and arrest tactic to stop the possibility of a violent confrontation. They had violated every one of those tactics they had learned in the academy and had exercised 1,000 times.
Now, some of the deputies refused to go, but I mean, break down what happened on the road, and Joan, yes. You jump in any time.
Yes, well, Joan knows that story very well, so Joan, you pick up when they met them out on the street, but I want people to listen that we law enforcement people know that the way we know they went out to kill them, we can prove in any court, is because they violated every tactic that would allow them to have a nonviolent confrontation.
Well, we've had the sheriff's deputies on who said they were talking about this, but
yes.
Joan, tell us what happened that day.
Well, we went out then to go home, which is the direction that we would go home, and Gordon and Dave Brewer went ahead of Yori in their car, in Dave's car. Yori and I and Scott Fowles and Vernon Wagner followed them. And as we were heading north, there was these two cars parked in a V about a mile down the road ahead of us. There were no flashing lights, yet the court keeps saying at the trial there were flashing lights. There were none. Anyway, as we could see, this V with, you know, these cars shaped in a V, is when Gordon and Dave decided that something was going on here, so they went to turn around to go back towards
Medina. There was a roadblock.
Yeah, it was a roadblock. But see, there were no flashing lights, but they already figured that something was going on.
I understand. So there's a roadblock. They turn it around. What happens next?
And so what happens next is here comes a Ram Charger with two marshals, a deputy and a U.S. marshal from Bismarck, and a fire truck and an ambulance, already waiting, I guess, for the kill. And then these guys from Bismarck, Cheshire and his deputy, had their guns pointing out of the windows, telling us they're going to blow our so-and-so heads off and we're going to die, and they were come on us like a bunch of wild terrorists. And Marshal Cheshire told Deputy Hobson to take his badge off and put it in his pocket before they got there, because Hobson told that on the witness stand that day. Well, then when I look around and I see all these people with guns pointing at everywhere, Yori jumped out of the car and he ran over to a light pole kind of kitty corner from where our car was, and he said, Mom, get down on the floorboards. So I got down on the floorboards of the car, and And I knew there was going to be problems. There was silence, nothing. And then all at once, I heard all this very loud screaming and hollering and profanity. It was terrible. And then I heard, then there was nothing for a second or two, but I did hear a voice. And then later I learned that Dave Brewer said it was Gordon telling them, if you're come or want me, come and take me, but leave my family and friends alone. And they, of course, they weren't going to do that. So Gordon said, put down your weapons. I'll put mine down. And he said, and we'll talk. But they didn't pay any attention. And immediately, just that quick, this bullet come flying past me right directly towards Yori, and I knew he was going to be shot. It was a, I can tell the difference between a pistol and a shotgun and a rifle and all that. And this was a high-powered pistol. It sounded like a pistol anyway. It just come whizzing by me. And that was the first shot that was fired, and that was from Marshall Muir shooting Yori. And Yori had a holster over his heart, or he would have been shot and killed that
Okay, so you got a man out there with his son and his wife being fired on by these psychopaths. When we get back, we'll find out what he did. In America, you just let them kill you, let them shoot you, let them do this to you. So we'll talk about what Gordon did after they shot his son when we get back. All right. Stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We're going to have more than another 30 minutes. We'll take your call, tell you how to get this new book and much more. We're talking to Gordon Call's widow and Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order. Believe me, Jack's done his investigation. I've done one. We haven't even gotten to the really sick part of the story yet when they killed Gordon later. And I know it's hard for you to talk about this, Joan. You've got a lot of courage. Joan, continuing now, they shoot your son. What happens next?
Yuri hollered, I'm hit. And Gordon heard that, and immediately he was shot again 5 times and put to the ground. And Gordon said in his letter that he wrote on the run, by the way, he fled, you know, and he wrote and he said, I took no pleasure in killing these men. He admitted there that he killed both of these marshals, but he said, I could see that soon my 30 rounds of ammunition would be gone, and he was there to defend Yuri and I and Scott Fowle. And finally the shooting was all over. When I realized it was all over, I looked up, looked around, and I saw Scott bringing Yuri from the pole, and Yuri was bleeding. There was blood all over.
Stop right there, Joan. I want to go to the reconstruction of what happened from our investigator, most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix history, and Vietnam veteran Jack McClam. Jack, what happened during those shots?
Joan has it right. Our investigation shows that the first shot came from Kenneth Muir, the U.S. Marshal that led this alleged arrest scenario. And so when Yuri was shot down, Gordon had no choice but to open fire to protect his family, and that's what he did.
And we have Supreme Court rulings that say if a mad dog cop is killing you and your family, you have every right to kill him.
Absolutely. That's true. But when you have a totally corrupt criminal justice system, it doesn't come out that way very often today. It used to.
You know, this guy was pretty stupid. I mean, Gordon was known as being a very good shot. I mean, shot down a lot of Messerschmitts and Focke-Wulfs. And he was known for being a good shot. And they were out for blood. They bragged they were going to kill everybody. Was this a Masonic hit order on Gordon?
Well, we'll never know that for sure. He did tick off the judge, the U.S. District Court judge, who was a Masonic top guy in the Masonic Lodge, and these two U.S. Marshals that were killed were his brothers in the Masonic Lodge. But we'll never know that. We do know, however, that Kenneth Muir had a mission to stop Gordon Call from speaking out and turning the farmers into informed farmers, knowing that the government's policy was to remove the family farm and turn the farms over to the big agri-farm.
Well, how did this go down? How did the shots go down? Who was hit? You know, obviously Yuri's hit first, then Gordon starts firing back.
Yes, and then all hell broke loose, to be quite honest with you. Gunfire. It was hard to tell. People were screaming, and the people that were hit after that was just the ones that Gordon hit.
And I'd like to, can I put something in here right now?
Yes.
There was this one police officer, his name was Schnabel. He worked with Daryl Graff, who they gave those guys a bad time, too, after this. And Gordon went around then after the shooting was over, and he took Schnabel's gun, and Schnabel said to him, don't shoot, Gordon. I'm all done, or words to that effect. And Gordon didn't shoot. He could have killed every one of those guys. If he would have been a killer like he's been accused of being, he could have killed them all because these were all cops.
Well, yes. It's like the Branch Davidians. When the BATF put their hands up, they let them go.
Yeah.
This is the same. And also, let me say that Gordon could have been picked up any day at the grocery store, hardware store, working alone in his field. Just like Vernon Howell, they could have arrested him anywhere nonviolently.
But there'd be witnesses and you couldn't kill them.
That's right.
All right, stay there. Joan Call, Jack McClam. I want to come back and tell the rest of the story. You haven't even heard the beginning of it, how they killed Gordon, and then your calls. Skyrocketing oil prices, the economy on the brink, the plunging dollar, terrorism, the government spending $1.80 for every dollar it collects. Never in the history of our country have we faced so many threats to our freedoms, rights, and individual security. How long can we continue without a fracture occurring? With the events that recently rocked the elections in Spain, what will happen as we get closer to our own elections? Now is the time to begin preparing for such threats. Ready Reserve Foods has been helping businesses, government, and individuals for over 32 years. No matter what your preparation needs, Ready Reserve Foods offers virtually the finest in dehydrated, nitrogen-packed, long-term storable foods and has food units to fit your particular needs. Get a deluxe 3-month food supply for one adult, normally $4.98, for only $2.49 by calling Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. Call now and save $2.49. That's 1-800-453-2202. And tell them Alex Jones sent you.